systems are offline.
Number one for today's hits and all-time favorites.
24 hours of non-stop anthems.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Yo, this is your boy, Fearless Eagle, right here on What's the Topic. And today we got a surprise, yeah? Surprise for you. But yeah, you know how we do it right here. It's your boy, Fearless Eagle, with...
the muscles from Brussels, as always.
The muscles from Brussels. And then we have an extra presenter. Yeah. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, the meat in the frying pan, the new meat in the frying pan. The name is Decker the Menace. Yeah, what's up, yo? What's up?
Yeah. Okay, that's Decker the Menace right there. Yeah, doing the most meat on the frying pan. Yeah, I like that one.
I like it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Please don't use that as my extra name. Just Decker.
Let it is. Just from Decker. Now on, it is.
Yeah. I won't forget that one. Man. Hey, that one I won't forget.
Me and my big mouth. Literal big mouth.
Yeah. Today we're going to be looking at a very interesting show. Yeah, we're going to do a very interesting show looking at the whole history of rock and roll. That's what we're going to be touching on. Yeah, but you know how we do it right here on What's the Topic, yeah? So before we dive into the whole topic and everything, you know, do the most, we always give you the awesome, amazing stuff right here on What's the Topic. So here's a song by God's Warrior, and the title of the song is Rays of Gold.
Heaven is shining down, rays of gold. Cover me with your light, take me home. Forever keep shining down, rays of gold. Rays of gold, rays of gold.
FM, this is where it's happening. Amen.
That's how it is, and that's how it goes.
Yeah. If you didn't enjoy that track, it was Decker. I don't know. Yeah, yeah.
Cause I feel Sean like you're blaming everyone for people not enjoying
Sean says he listens to rock and roll, so we'll put it on Deka there. Yeah, me,
you can't put it on me.
Nah, me, I'm in the hip hop section, so
I'm also on the hip hop section, so you can't be blaming me for like people not enjoying what you just chose.
Nah. We talking about rock and roll. The rest, we don't know where it came from.
Okay. Okay.
Just kidding, man. Just kidding. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, diving into the whole topic, rock and roll. Mr. Sean, do you wanna give us, you know, a bit of what you found out, you know, on the whole rock and roll and everything? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, where can I start? For example, you know, the word rock and roll, like. Uh-huh. You wouldn't expect where it started. For example, it's more than like 400 years old. For example, when people used to sail, you know, when the ship just rocked from side to side, yeah, it's rocking and rolling. Yeah. But also, it was used as like a sexual connotation.
Yeah.
Unlike other genres, I mean, for example, R&B or hip hop. You know, everything is soft, but like rock doesn't follow rules. Everything is loud, distorted.
Yeah, I did see that as well. Yeah.
It was derived under what you call R&B, rhythm and blues.
Yeah. It came from R&B, blues, country. It's a mixture.
Yeah, even the whole gospel and
gospel,
jazz. Jazz as well.
Jazz, yeah.
So, yeah, it's a combination of different genres.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is when I was actually, like, looking at the whole history of rock and roll, in the 40s, the main instrument of rock and roll was piano.
Yeah, exactly.
No, man. And, when I was listening to it, I was like, nah, this is not rock and roll. Because it's too soft.
Yeah, you know, like,
feeling. Yeah. I'm like, sure, okay, nah, how is this rock and roll?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. But especially with rock in the 40s. I mean, like, people used to wear suits.
Yeah.
Like, rock suits.
Nowadays, like, it's just weird. Yeah. Doing something rocky. That's why I couldn't tell.
Exactly. Yeah.
Rock and roll.
Because rocksters have that look. Yeah.
Back then in 40s, was it? Yeah. 40s.
Yeah.
40s.
45. Yeah. Late 40s. After World War II. Yeah.
It was definitely suits.
Yeah. Suits. Definitely. Suits. Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely suits. Yeah.
Yeah. I think what also makes sense, you know, when you look at it, before your main instrument was a piano, was, you know, when you look at the genres that influenced it, I mean, your jazz, when I was listening to some of the hits that they classified as rock and roll in the 40s, it sounded like a jazz song.
Exactly.
I'm listening to this thing, I'm like, nah, this is jazz, man. Yeah. How does this fall under rock and roll? But obviously, when you look at the artists and all those people that decided to make those songs, they classified it under rock and roll because of specific elements that they added within your whole song or whatever song that they did. And I know looking at your late 40s, that's where now it shifted from piano being the main instrument to now guitar.
Yeah.
It was a distorted guitar.
Yeah, the thing is... rock, as you said, like the main instrument was the piano.
Yeah.
The electric guitar didn't exist.
Yeah.
This guy, Jackie Branston actually invented the electric guitar, and it changed everything.
And
speaking about jazz, I like that you touched about jazz. Back in the 20s, jazz came into prominence. This was before rock and roll came into recognized. Jazz came into prominence in the 20s.
Yeah.
And then in the 30s and 40s, it was still going strong.
Mm-hmm.
And like your companies, your record companies, like put a lot of effort to promote your, there's this like a form of music that was under jazz.
Yeah.
They call it bebop.
Yeah.
Right. So in the mid 40s, like they tried to promote it, but people like didn't take like too interest into it.
Yeah.
They didn't listen to it that much because it wasn't like they couldn't dance to it.
It wasn't that fun.
They couldn't dance to it, and time went on, and they like bebop killed.
Yeah.
The hype around jazz. They it just like murdered it.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's when rock and roll came into prominence.
Yeah. And I feel like the electric guitar, you know, because, okay, the theory around that electric guitar being distorted was someone kicked the amp. And then
I heard this. I saw that one.
The sound went off and then sounded distorted. And then because it sounded distorted, they had to work with it. And then from there, that's where now they kept it as a standard to say that, okay, the guitar is going to be the main instrument and it's going to be distorted. Then that's where now it went from your piano, soft jazzy type of music to now your... You know, like it sounds almost like heavy metal, but heavy metal is another situation.
Yeah, heavy metal.
So yeah, that there was something there. I was like, oh, okay, that's actually interesting to see, and I wasn't expecting to see a piano as the main instrument, and it's all soft and all those stuff.
Because like with modern rock, like especially with hard rock, it's very scarce to find a piano in a song.
The year, was it 1949 or 1950? There was this guy in New Orleans. They called him the Fat Man.
Late 40s. Your late 40s.
49, 50. Mm. The guy, he was recognized, I think, in 1949. Mm. And then he released an album, Rocking with the Fat Man, in 1950. He was a singer and he was like... was a pianist like he played the same chords and same notes on the piano.
People
people back then didn't notice it, and some people that knew how to play piano, they knew that this person like played the same piano,
same keys.
And back then, like the black people, you know, the black people like created rock and roll, right? So white people also like
They love the type of
because that rock and roll back then, when it replaced like jazz, people like danced to it. They liked it that much, and you find white people coming into black clubs and they dance into rock and roll. And just reading to their history, you would tell that that kind of music was the type of music that would bring people together.
Yeah, exactly.
They would come up and like dance together because. The teens and like the people, all of them, like they they dance into like the rock and roll. You would tell that black people and the all racial people like came together. But reading along it, every club that guy performed in, later in the nights, people were fighting. Like you'd find white people fighting with black people. You know how it is. And there were riots and everything. And there was this... some interviewer interviewed him, and they asked him what did he feel like when people like fought during his performances or after the performance when they were rioting and all that, and he said like what he felt like performing his songs, like he felt happy playing his piano and all that. He felt happy. He didn't feel like when people are fighting during his songs or during his performance and all that, he didn't feel like down or anything. He just felt happy when he played because now people are listening to him. It's not only black people that listen to his music. Everyone was listening to it. So back then, who's this guy? Other
artists,
groups and all that took part into rock and roll, your Beatles, your Rolling Stones. They came to love what the rock and roll genre, and then they created their own bands and all that. And then came Elvis. Elvis sold a lot of records on rock and roll.
Yeah, he did the most.
Before doing like history on rock and roll, I thought that white people created rock and roll.
Because it's a white dominant.
It's a white dominant because Elvis like sold a lot of records.
Yeah.
And you would they named him the King of Rock.
Yeah.
And you would swear that it is.
And believe it or not, like Elvis actually was influenced by black people. He used to go to these black clubs, black churches. So like that's where he got his like inspiration.
So I thought that white people people created rock and roll. And yeah. then I went back and I read,
yeah.
and they were like, nah, black
this
people,
must be wrong.
Yeah, it came from
black
the
people
black,
came
yeah,
up
yeah,
with
yeah,
rock
yeah,
and
yeah,
roll.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, what?
Yeah. You know, like for example, music before like rock and roll. Your blues, your jazz, your R&B,
yeah.
you know, believe it or not, it was named race music.
For real?
Yeah, for real, man. It was named race yeah. music, yeah.
Yeah, like one thing you see is most of the genres that exist, when you go back into how they existed,
yeah.
you get situations where some of them existed out of slavery. So
yeah.
people were
yeah.
in slavery,
especially blues, yeah.
and then they created a new genre to express how
they feel
and
yeah.
the situation that they're in. Mm. And then from there, it became popular because people could relate. Mm. And then obviously, yeah, you get your whole evolving and all those stuff. So same thing with rock and roll.
Damn,
as well.
I thought that was fabricated when I saw like those like slavery movies.
Yeah.
Like when they're in the fields,
yeah.
They were
yeah.
working on picking up cotton. I don't know what that was like. Like black people
cotton
would
fields.
Sing
yeah.
on
yeah.
the fields. So,
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
That's
if you
crazy.
Actually go in history, that's how some genres actually came into existence. It was through stuff like that.
Yeah.
Where now people are like, hey,
especially
yeah,
with,
we might as well
yeah.
sing, you know, do the most, and then someone else on the outside gets triggered by this type of music that they you know they created, and then they now go in there, you know, interview, like do a documentary.
Yeah.
And from there, people see that documentary and then it evolves, and then others, they add extra elements onto it. So
yeah.
that's actually the situation with some of the genres. So they were like created out of such situations. Like, sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
You
so
know, like
with all those things.
With most genres, like rock and roll is just one big mistake. One big happy mistake.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah. I mean... When you look at the whole situation of, you know, people fighting and all that stuff, look, as a human, you know, like when you look at your human population, these things always happen,
yeah.
you know, someone might, like, yeah, you're having fun, you know, and all the stuff, dancing, and then next thing you're dancing with someone else's partner. That person has insecurities.
Yeah.
They're like, why are you dancing with my partner?
Yeah.
Then,
yeah. And especially
know, and
especially in the 40s now, like, there was still, like, segregation.
Yeah.
Imagine, like, white people, black people, you know, like, they're enjoying the music, but there's still that tension.
That tension. That's why I said, like,
exactly.
I thought that it would be that type of music that would bring
people together.
Everyone together. You'd forget that they were...
You know, especially with teenagers back then, what they would do is they would buy maybe... They would enjoy black music, like rock and roll and your jazz and... Yeah, but especially rock. So their parents wouldn't allow that.
Mm-hmm.
So what they would do is they would buy maybe a white record, and then they would hide like the they would also buy a black record, like what you said. Who was his name? The Fat Man.
The Fat Man. Yeah.
Yeah. They would buy a record, then hide it under the.
Yeah, no, that's literally what used to happen.
Yeah.
And yeah, like in your 50s, when I was looking at rock and roll, obviously in your 50s, that's where it went from being soft to, you know, being all funky and everything.
Yeah.
And one thing that I did see is your guys from the army, they actually loved it.
So the guys
that came from your whole World War II situation,
exactly.
they actually loved it because they classified it as the devil's music.
Exactly.
Like, what?
<Yeah. laughs>
They classified it as the devil's music because of how, you know, the feel. When you're listening to the whole rock and roll, how it made them feel.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it was fast, you know, it sounded like aggressive.
Yeah.
So they that's why they classified it as the devil's music.
Yeah, and what you said about the army, especially during the 60s, late 60s in Vietnam.
Yeah,
I mean, like soldiers would enjoy rock because it hypes you up, you know.
Yeah.
Like yeah,
Wait,
especially
was,
for
was
me
this,
whenever.
Was this during when like? When
yeah.
they were like relaxing and all that after the shooting.
Yeah.
And everything.
Yeah. Now, whenever, like whenever you were going to war, you know, like
mm-hmm.
yeah, hype yourself up because it's high BPM music,
mm-hmm.
drums are loud, everything is loud.
Mm. Yeah.
Like for example, whenever I go to the gym, whenever I jog, you know, what I've seen is whenever I play rock, it hypes me up.
Yeah.
You know, then I just put on like maybe Metallica, then I just run like crazy. Yeah. So I'd understand. Well, yeah. I'd understand why they enjoy rock.
That works. Yeah, I tried working out with hip hop. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
No, look, well, it's one thing that I know myself and Sean back then, we actually did a show, I think on the culture of hip-hop, you know, the hip-hop history and everything. And one thing I did mention back then was, you know, when you look at the whole music as a whole, it's spiritual.
Yeah, it's spiritual.
It's actually spiritual. Yeah. And if you go back to the origin of where music itself as a whole, it came from, actually came from God.
Yeah.
Because before your whole mankind, your whole, before earth was created, the person that was in charge of music was Lucifer.
Wow.
Lucifer's the one that was in charge of music. And they in heaven, what the word says is, in heaven, after man, you know, mankind was created, Lucifer, when the angels, you know, the people would praise, the praises would go to Lucifer, and then he would receive it, and then out of him, worship came out.
Yeah.
So music, that's actually what happened. So that's the type of angel that he was.
Yeah.
Hence why it makes sense, you know, like you look at it now, your whole rock and roll, for example, they classify it as the devil's
music. Yeah.
Look, he understands how music is, he understands how powerful music is, you know, the element, you know, behind music. That's why you would listen to a depressing song and become depressed.
So what does it mean spiritual. That black people like create, you know, black people create a lot of...
No, look.
A lot of, but what does it mean for us? If they say like that music is like the devil, whatever. What
I you just think
said.
That...
Nah, when you look at the title, look, okay, it's one thing that you see even in society. You know, societies have different classifications for different things.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that the classification that they have for that specific thing, that is what the classification is.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at it, your 1950s, the guys back then, they classified rock and roll as the devil's music. And they classified it as the devil's music based on their experience and what they were experiencing during their time.
I mean, maybe
coming from war, you know
I think
traumatized, all those things.
That's why maybe there were riots and maybe they were fighting in the club.
I just think the whole devil's music, you know, it was a way of discouraging like white kids to like buying
So there's all those things, there's those stuff that are all connected to those things. So hence why I was saying they probably gave that classification based on what they were going through during their time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So same thing that Sean said, you know, riots came out maybe because of that whole race and all those stuff, you know. So it could have been a situation where you are a black guy and then you guys are, you know, the song is awesome, it's amazing, you're having fun, and then a white chick from the other side, she's not even thinking about you guys dating, you're not even thinking about that, but because of the music you guys, you actually enjoy the music, dance together, then the other guy that side, probably they told him the devil's music, and then he forgot about it, and then now he sees you with that person, it's like the devil's music. Bah!
And I mean, even back then in the 50s, white record labels that couldn't like deny like the popularity of rock and roll. They had no choice because like it was the hot thing right now. As I've said, they tried to like promote bebop and like people were like, nah, we're not gonna listen to it. And now record labels had to find like something that was new, fresh. That was like they would make people listen to the music, bring money to the company and all that.
Yeah,
I just think that with rock music in the 50s, you know, it was labeled as the devil's music, but it wasn't. But moving to your 80s, it became the devil's music.
It goes back to what I was saying, you know, when you look at Lucifer, he's smart. Lucifer knows the Bible more than some. In fact, Lucifer knows the Bible, I don't know, like who's, I was going to say, the holiest person on earth. I mean, if Lucifer can try and persuade Jesus with the Bible,
exactly.
What does that say?
I mean, that guy was an angel, so I mean,
Yeah.
He knows the Bible, man.
Yeah. He actually knows the Bible, and he knows how to manipulate people with music.
With music,
you see.
Yeah.
Hence why when you look at it now, I feel like it hasn't changed. You know, that whole classification of the devil's music. Because when you look at the tag that's attached to rock and roll now, it's not different from back then. Because now when you look at rock and roll, people, they have this whole picture of hell, fire, it's going to be awesome. You know, that's what they promote. You know, they promote hell, fire, rock and roll, sex, drugs, rock and roll. You know, that's literally what's attached to it. And
yeah, I mean, along the way, like, it became like something like crazy.
People
just came, now let's go down. The rock in their heads, and now what they
breaking guitars.
After a performance, you break guitar. What the hell?
Yeah. That's crazy. Actually, I forgot the artist's name, but there was an artist who literally used to do that. He would perform.
Yeah.
And then after his performance,
break
he had to break the guitar.
You know, imagine how much that thing is.
Hey, that's literally what I was thinking. I'm like, the amount of guitars that this guy broke.
I don't know how people like now listen to that type of music. I tried listening to it. I was like, what the hell is going on here?
I understand where you come from, because like I listen to rock, but like there's like ridiculous rock, man.
And there was this time I asked you about Linkin Park. I don't know if it's part of
Linkin Park,
or rock and roll.
Park,
rock and roll, but that's the type of group that I listen to, because they also incorporate hip hop. In their music. I remember the time when they featured like Jay-Z in the part of the song. Oh my god!
The thing is about rock is like it's very broad. Like there's literally 100 subgenres of rock. So yeah, you can choose, man.
So this is literally what I think happened with you. You know, this is the reason why you're not able to listen to it. Because myself, I listen to every genre. Like
I can't.
I'll put a rock and roll song, I'll listen to it and I'll love it.
Yeah.
I'll put a heavy metal song, I'll listen to it and I'll love it.
Yeah.
Now remember, if we take it back to Lucifer. Now looking at music now, ne? There's two kingdoms involved. There's actually two kingdoms involved. You have your kingdom, the kingdom that's obviously the kingdom of heaven, and then there's the kingdom, you know, of Lucifer. So there's those two kingdoms involved. And with those two kingdoms, there's every genre that you'll find under the sun exists under those two kingdoms. Now, if you're going to listen to music under the kingdom of Lucifer, trust me, you're definitely going to get depressed. There's times where you're not even going to be able to listen to this thing because of the message that they're promoting.
Yeah.
But if you're listening to it under the kingdom of heaven, you'll love it because of how it sounds and the message that's attached to it.
Yeah.
Because it's a different message that they're promoting. It's a message that actually uplifts you. So then try that out.
Back to the 50s, like you said, like the... Was it sexual? What did you say again?
Sexual connotation.
Yeah, it was that. So I don't understand. Like, does it fall under the one of the kingdoms? The
yeah. When you go into the kingdom of Lucifer, he promotes everything that has to do with destruction.
Yeah.
So, for example, let me take one area: sex before marriage. In the world, sex before marriage is cool.
Yeah.
Like, you do that, you're the man.
Yeah, exactly.
But now when you go into the word, what does it say?
No sex before marriage.
No sex before marriage.
Yeah.
Why? Because when that happens, you and that person become one. So that's where you start getting things deep, like your souls become one.
Mm.
That's how God created it. God created it for that purpose. And out of there, that's when our kids come out. That's why he created it like that, so that you can become one and then you produce offsprings. But now Lucifer, understanding that, he's going to cause your societies to be messed up by making people think that it's cool to have sex, drugs, rock and roll, obviously attaching it to music because he knows music has influence. And then out of that, you have messed up people who now... In the process of doing it, they thought it was cool, but the effect of them doing it now ended up making them feel worse than how they were. And if you look at the whole situation itself, it's actually worse than before.
Yeah, most definitely.
And if they did it the right way, they are actually going to be in a position where they feel blessed.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at a married couple. After they get married, we all know what's going down. There's no hiding, nothing.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Going down is divine. Why? Because that's how God made it to be.
Mm. Yeah.
But and now when it's done before that, there's things being hidden under the carpet and all those stuff. And most of the times, even the ones that are bragging about it, if you had to sit down with them and speak, they'll tell you the opposite. They look happy, but they're actually broken.
And yeah, this crazy like rock and roll music.
Mm-hmm.
It's more. It's mostly involved in drugs.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Literally what your secular world promotes.
Mm.
But if you now go into the other side, your Christian rappers.
Mm.
When you look at your Christian rappers that do rock, they promote a different message. It's a different feel, different message. And when you're listening to it, it feels different because of the spirit that's attached to the song. Because also, when a song is created, there's a spirit that's attached to it.
Yeah.
There's a spirit that's exactly. that is attached to it. Hence why you're able to listen to a depressing song and you get depressed because there's a spirit of depression that's attached to it. So there's all of these different things. So, hey, man, it's deep. It's deep. I feel like we've been talking a lot. let's give the listener a song right here. You know, yeah, I'm going to give you. In fact, this one was chosen by Sean.
Yeah, really? So when listeners don't really? Like it, it's Sean Ford.
Yeah, here's a Sean track Ford. By God's Warrior. And the title of the song is Your Name Reowned.
You ignite a fire so bright.
Yeah. I hope you enjoyed that. Like we said, if you didn't enjoy that, there was muscles from Brussels.
Yeah, they got wanted posters posted everywhere in social media. So.
Yeah. And yeah, if you guys want to take him out, do take him out. You can
good luck with that. Hire a sniper.
Good luck with that. Okay, you said good luck with that. So if we don't see him the next time, we know what happened. I'm just kidding. Yo. Okay, so muscles from Brussels, man. Anna, yo, what are your last thoughts concerning the whole, you know, rock and roll? Because obviously we're still gonna do a part two. Like we only stopped in the 50s, you know, and touched on a bit of the 60s. Gotta see how it advanced, you know, from there
to modern rock and everything.
Yeah. So what is your thoughts, you know, looking at the whole rock and roll?
I just think that, like, as we did the last podcast about hip hop. I just feel like rock has lost its flavor. Can I put it like that? Yeah, it's lost its flavor.
Sounds similar to the whole hip hop and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. No, after the 80s, man, like it just went down, man.
Okay. What do you think?
I think that back then, what, in your 49 and 50s, it was a nice, like, music to listen to. You know, and I'm really, like, really happy that it was, like, black people who created the whole thing. It's actually amazing to know that back then, like, black people, like, created a lot of stuff.
The thing is, especially with music, I did research, music actually originated in Africa, so, yeah. Natural for black people.
For myself, I think when you look, okay, not just music, you know, when you look at everything in general, no matter the race, you know, like actually removing race out of the picture, or color, you know, nationalities, as individual human beings, you know, classifying everyone as a human, when you look at your whole human race, we creative.
We
actually creative. And if we go back to what the word says we were created in God's image.
Exactly.
Now, when you look at God himself, his characteristics, God is a creator. God creates. I mean, you look at it now, science still proves today that in the universe, there's still stars being created. There's still galaxies being created. You know, like there's still Milky Ways that are still coming into existence. They're still discovering that your whole universe, there's more beyond the universe. There is still being, you know, coming into existence. So you do see that as well. And if we were created in his image, that should say a lot. Because if he's a creator, that means we can create. We're creative. And if we actually had to take the laziness aside and put it, you know, like throw it out of the window.
Yeah, true.
We're actually creative.
True.
We can actually create things. And, I mean, you look at the mics that we're recording on.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that you would be able to connect...
Mix this and that, and then this will be the outcome.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Technology, you know, I mean, when we looked at technology, how it advanced, who would have thought that we would be able to create what we created with technology? I mean, the house that we live in, all those things, cars. I mean, I know back in primary, going into my high school year, you know, when I was, I love BM, so when I was looking at how BM, you know, evolved and the evolution behind automobiles and all those things, I was like, wow, we went from using legs to now your legs are in the car. That was nice to actually see. And yeah, for myself, like looking at your whole rock genre as a whole, I also have the same, you know, view when it comes to back then. Back then, there was a lot of creativity, and it was nice, you know. It was nice to look at the song, and, you know, it wasn't promoting drugs and all those stuff. It was just one of those feel-good vibes and all those stuff, funky, you know.
You know, I just think that with...
It was awesome.
Yeah, I just think that with music, you know, including other genres, you know, whether it's R&B, whether it's jazz, just feel like everything has become computerized. Like, there's no talent involved in there anymore. Like, you can, you can make a beat, you can rap, you can produce it yourself. I mean, simple. Like, you can do everything alone.
Yeah.
There's no talent involved anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, it's more on the technology and everything. I agree with what you're saying. And yeah, we're still going to do a next part, you know, a part two. But unfortunately, we got to wrap up, you know, myself, Fearless Eagle, Muscle from Brussels, and Decker here. We got to love you and leave you. If it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good evening to you, good evening. If it's good afternoon to you, good afternoon. And if it's good night, good night. Now you can go and sleep because you've listened to us, the topic, with your three favorite hosts. Yes, from do the most. Coast. Yeah. So hope you enjoyed the show. And yeah, we're gonna love you and leave you with this last track. And if you don't enjoy the track,
you know the deal.
I think I'll take this one. Yeah, I'll take the blame for this one. So if you don't love the track, Fearless Eagle problem.
You guys have been making shows and there was only one person who was blamed.
Yeah.
And now suddenly you're taking the hit.
I'll take the hit for this one.
Okay.
Here's a song and the title of it is Get Us and it's by C. Duffel.
Focus how we keep moving forward through the